Hi there, and welcome to the weekly roundup, Friday the 30th of September 2022, in which we're going to look at this question. Is insomnia responsible for Rosemary's pre-diabetes? Rosemary is a member of our community, and she posted a comment that we will look at. And this will take us into this territory of, you know, asking the question, what really is insomnia responsible for when it comes to all the things that we can experience when we are in this struggle? And I think it'll be really helpful and practical. But before we jump into that, of course, we're going to do our roundup. Monday, we'll start with Monday. We had insomnia insight number 476, how we looked at how an overactive nervous system calms. And we looked at allodynia, how when we hurt a body part for a while, that can be extra sensitive. And we can learn from there how to really see how an overactive nervous system calms. If that sounds interesting to you, then please check it out. Tuesday, we had Hurt Online number 21. And I really think we had a little bit of a breakthrough moment there. One of our coaches, Camila, had an article published in The Guardian, which I've never seen anything that, you know, sort of like our ideas being published in a major news outlet like that. So really cool. And if you want to check out the article, do watch the video or, you know, read the article. Of course, there's a link to it. Wednesday, we had our weekly insomnia recovery live Q&A, and Coach Veronica was guesting, and we looked at a question of how to stop monitoring, you know, ourselves when we have OCD, and many more questions. But this was an interesting one that I just kind of highlighted. So, if that sounds interesting, then definitely check it out. There's always a lot of, I think, valuable questions and answers in those episodes. And then Thursday, yesterday, we actually had a guest plan. There was a guest who had, accepted an invitation to share her story. But unfortunately, something came up and we'll have to reschedule that. But as a replacement, I actually have a really amazing graduation speech from one of our students named Carol. And I will do a sort of a case study, look at like kind of line by line at how insomnia faded out for her, and we learn from that. And I'm going to air that tomorrow. A little bit like similar to last week, where also Kyle couldn't make it Thursday, but we aired that Saturday. So anyways, now, yes, let us look at this comment from a few days ago. This is a comment on actually the Insomnia Recovery Q&A, the live Q&A from Wednesday. So Rosemary wrote in the comment section, "I've been dealing with insomnia for 6 years. Just seems to be getting worse. Diagnosis of pre-diabetes in February of this year. I'm 7 years old, BMI of 20, no weight issues now or ever. If for over 5 years, low carb. A CGM reveals normal glucose levels and sometime low at nighttime. No other health issues, exercise daily, deal with fatigue. My doctor is blaming insomnia for high glucose." So again, Rosemary, healthy, low BMI, but has had this glucose issue, and the doctor is thinking maybe it's insomnia. And I just commented briefly there that, a lot of things can cause sleep disruption, but only fear really creates insomnia. And then GK All Day said, "Hi, Rosemary. I have been dealing with insomnia too. I was pre-diabetic when I started having sleep issues. Now my A1C is actually lower after 5 months of poor sleep, and I'm no longer pre-diabetic, so it's hard to correlate blood sugar and insomnia." And I thought this was quite striking. You know, two members of our community here, one who's had a longer sleep struggle and has become pre-diabetic, another one, similar situation, but has gone away from being pre-diabetic. And of course, like, nothing here is medical advice, and this is just like two individuals. But I will say this, that if we imagine that truly insomnia would cause prediabetes and diabetes, it would probably be quite well known by now, because a lot of people have looked into this, and so far there's no evidence. Nobody has shown any evidence that insomnia causes this or any other health issues. And also just imagining how many you know, how many people in the world have insomnia, which is in the at least like double digits in terms of percentages, we would have like, it would be pretty clear that there was a correlation if there was one with so many people having trouble sleeping. And, but now this led to another question of like, okay, so if you're saying, Daniel, that probably without saying this is medical advice, right? Probably, you know, we can't say that insomnia causes prediabetes, then, you know, this question becomes like, so what, out of all the things we can experience, all the things that's happening when we have trouble sleeping, what is directly caused by insomnia? What is insomnia like responsible for, if you will? And just as I, just like literally the minute before I started recording this, this idea came to me of how we could probably tell what insomnia is responsible for, meaning, and what I mean by that is this, what is like the sleeping less sleep, what is that responsible for? And what is, you know, not, what has not come from there, if you will. Okay, so that's the question here. And so I thought we could do this. Imagine a random person, you know, who's not having any trouble sleeping, just kind of like a random person. And imagine keeping this person awake. Let's say you limit them to sleep just like 4 hours per night for a couple of weeks or something like that, right? And then we can, and then we would imagine like checking in with them and see how they feel and what they're experiencing. And whatever that person experience that is new to them, probably, because we intervene there, probably is a consequence of less sleep. We're basically making this person sleep less. So what do we imagine this person saying? I imagine that this person will say, I'm more sleepy than I usually am. I'm tired. I have some hard time focusing. You know, I'm not quite as sharp as I'm usually. And so to me, it would be, you know, this would be proof that, you know, sleeping less does lead to this. All right. But also like whatever they're not experiencing, I would say is not a consequence of, you know, less sleep. So to contextualize this, what I wrote here, our imaginary person again, who we have like, we made them sleep less for a period of time, you know, that person, I don't think would say, I'm completely like, you know, I'm completely drained. I have this heavy doom and gloom feeling like my world is coming apart. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think there is something terribly wrong inside me. I have, you know, that person would, I don't think, have that type of reaction or experience. So I think that those type of experiences do not come from less sleep, but rather from our emotional response to less sleep, or the narrative that we, you know, tell ourselves about sleeping less. The reason I slept less is because, again, there's some faulty brain switch or my hormones are out of balance and something really dangerous is happening. That narrative is what creates so much of the insomnia experience. You know, when you find yourself sort of wondering, like, is this because of insomnia? What is causing this? Then I think this exercise or this you know, kind of mental experiment, if you will, of saying like, well, let me imagine somebody who's just like random person who sleeps less, what would they experience? And to me, yeah, I think that person would definitely feel somewhat sleepy, somewhat tired, but they could still, you know, have a good day and do what they need to do and not have this like heavy doom and gloom feeling that comes from, again, the internal narrative, the stories we tell ourselves. And when those stories, by the way, when they change and when we see that the entire insomnia, like the entire struggle insomnia, really just comes from a misunderstanding that our brain thinks it is dangerous to be awake. When that becomes the entire narrative, there's nothing else to it, then things become much easier, lighter. And, you know, we feel like ourselves again. And, you know, the whole struggle just fades away. So, yeah, I hope this was helpful. And if you are finding that that is happening, like, you know, things are getting easier for you, that is wonderful. But if things are still quite tricky and you're not seeing things quite clearly or getting where you want them to be, then do head over to our website and do check out our coaching options. And if you decide to join, then we look forward very much to seeing you on the inside. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow I'll post this case study. And I'll be back next week, of course. But for now, I just wish you a wonderful weekend. and see you soon. Bye for now.